Randy Fine reveals plan to hold judges accountable for violent repeat offenders. By Hannah Knudsen on September 8, 2025. Representative Randy Fine, RFL, is introducing legislation to hold judges accountable when violent repeat offenders they release commit new crimes after the brutal murder of a Ukrainian refugee that occurred on a rail system in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm going to introduce legislation to hold judges accountable when violent repeat offenders they release commit new crimes, he said on Sunday. It's easy to release criminals when you're protected by an armed bailiff at all times. The rest of us aren't so lucky. Those 12-plus judges that released DeCarlos Brown Jr. should have their day in court too, he added. His remarks follow the brutal murder of a Ukrainian refugee, 23-year-old Irina Zritska, who was stabbed to death while traveling on the Lynx Blue Line light rail system at the East/West Boulevard station on August 22. The suspect has been identified as DeCarlos Brown Jr., 34, a repeat offender with a lengthy felony rap sheet. As Breitbart News detailed. According to the New York Post, Brown has a rap sheet including felony larceny, communicating threats, and robbery with a dangerous weapon, the latter charge landing him in jail for 5 years. Court records show that Charlotte police had arrested Brown before, most recently for reportedly misusing 911, WBTV said, adding, according to a January arrest record, Brown told responding officers during a welfare check that he believed someone gave him man-made material that was inside his body, controlling when he ate, walked, and talked. He has since been arrested and charged with murder. Many have called out members of the establishment media for largely ignoring this story. I just give my love and hope to the family of the young woman who was stabbed in Charlotte by a madman, a lunatic, President Donald Trump said in reaction to the tragedy, explaining that the man just got up and started, it's right on the tape. It's not really watchable, because it's so horrible, but just viciously stabbed. She's just sitting there, he said. So they're evil people. We have to be able to handle that. If we don't handle that, we don't have a country.